at Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. News flash, it just came over. Patrick Leahy, the great senator, Democrat from Vermont, fell and broke his hip. I want to unpack that a little bit and give this very distant early warning. I had an elderly relative one time who broke her hip in her 80s, and the physician said that on average, people in their 80s who break their hips pass away within 6 months after that. So it's not common. It happens that someone in their 80s breaks their hip and then lasts 10 more years. The problem with that is Vermont has a Republican governor. If, God forbid, Patrick Leahy passes away, that governor will appoint a Republican to replace him. When that governor, if that governor appoints a Republican to replace Patrick Leahy, there will be 51 Republicans in the Senate. Moscow Mitch will instantly become majority leader. Schumer will be toast. Moscow Mitch will put a halt on all of the Biden administration from now on for the next 2 years, attacking, stabbing in the back, interfering with our foreign policy, interfering with our collective will to stand up to the commie Ruskies who now call themselves the Mafia Ruskies. Same thing. Same thing based on genocide, sadism, fraud, theft. So this is very serious. Now, what Patrick Leahy can do at some point, he's not going to last forever. There has to be an election, not an appointment. And we have to put up a good Democrat to hold that seat. Bernie Sanders has the other seat. Bernie's a good man. Bernie's no spring chicken. Bernie is no spring chicken. During the presidential race, he had a heart attack in Las Vegas, Nevada. This guy's tough as nails. I really admire him. He basically got up a day or two later, he's walking around, giving his speeches, showing his passion. But you have Leahy and Sanders in Vermont, and they're both elderly, and Leahy just broke his hip. And medically, apparently, from what I'm told, mortality is about 6 on average, and I don't know if it's the mean or the average, and we're not going to get into the difference. But folks in their 80s that break their hips frequently pass away within 6 months. This is an alert, a wake-up call. That's why having Manchin and Sinema continuously to blocking the repeal of the filibuster for individual cases, especially voting rights, for Pete's sake, or codifying Roe v. Wade, or classifying AR-15s as military weapons the way they were in 1994. Fairly common sense things. Is not going to happen unless we really pick up a few extra seats in November. So there's a call to arms. Just keep all of this in mind. A development, Lev Parmas, you probably don't remember him, Giuliani's Ukraine fixer, got 20 months in prison. Remember Lev Parmas and another guy who were on a flight, I think it was out of Dulles Airport, back to Ukraine, when the feds went on board and dragged their hides out in handcuffs. They charged them, and they negotiated. And I got news for you. I'll tell you, this is a lawyer. A guy doesn't get away with 20 months. Now, 20 months is 1 year and 8 months, unless he ratted on somebody. Unless he ratted on somebody higher up than he is. And in that criminal enterprise, the only guy higher up than Lev Parnas is Rudy Giuliani. If I were Rudy Giuliani, I would be very concerned right now. Very, very concerned. And it came out in Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. He should be concerned. He should be concerned because he asked for pardon. Trump's not about loyalty to his own folks. Trump is about loyalty to Donald Trump. And he would not give Giuliani a pardon. Meadows asked for pardon. He wouldn't give Meadows a pardon. Marjorie Taylor Greene asked for pardon. He wouldn't give her one. Jim Jordan wanted a pardon. He wanted a pardon for all 140 Republicans who voted not to certify the winner of the election, Joe Biden. He gave a pardon to Michael Flynn. He commuted Roger Stone's sentence. And he gave a pardon to Paul Manafort. These are crooked pardons. But this particular pardon, or lack of it, is going to hurt Giuliani. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a foreign policy example of the devastating things that will happen if the Republicans get in because a guy broke his hip or another guy's elderly and had a heart attack and they're Republican governors. At the NATO meeting in Spain just now, Biden announced that we will have a permanent U.S. placement of troops in Poland. Trump, for instance, not only wouldn't do that, he withdrew troops, a lot of them from Germany. Biden will put two additional squadrons of F-35 fighter jets in the UK, more air defenses in Germany and Italy to stand up to the commie Ruskies, now known as the Mafia Ruskies, genocidal perverts and sadists. Trump wouldn't do that, sucked up to Putin. Trump said Putin was a genius to go into Ukraine. So he got all that real estate for $2 in sanctions. Pompeo, crooked Mike Pompeo, who thinks he's running for president, said he admires Vladimir Putin. One other thing that the Republicans would not do, they're not just chicken Republicans. They are Republicans who work directly to injure the foreign policy interests of the United States. At Biden's instigation, NATO just put China and Russia on notice that if either one of them launches a nuclear weapon, we will retaliate massively. Why is that important? Because rational countries don't discuss nuclear weapons. They're a deterrent. But it was essential that Biden and NATO do that because Russia now, once a week, has a lower level person, although once it was Putin, say, for instance, Finland and Sweden should be careful about getting into NATO because it could lead to nuclear war. They keep throwing these terms around. And the fear was that unless you put a stop to that, to these two punk nations that got their nuclear technology through theft, have crooked economies, whose leaders steal much of the national wealth, unless you put them on notice so that their populace understands it, that they will no longer exist. There will be no more Russian and Chinese genes other than through Taiwan. So shut up. Now, they put it a little more obliquely than that. They didn't put it. It was a joint NATO statement, and they simply said any nuclear attack by either of those countries will be met by a massive and devastating response. That's a signal to Russia. Don't use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine because you are toast. And it's a signal to China. Don't use them in Taiwan because you are toast. At some point, when you're the 800-pound gorilla, you are the biggest guy on the playground, and a couple of minor punks come in and start beating people up, you say to them, stop it, or it will happen to you. The only fault I have in our response in Ukraine is that early on, and I understand why he did it, Joe Biden didn't have France and Germany on board in the coalition, European coalition against Russia, and he needed them. France and Germany basically have given up their soul. They stand by and watch Ukraine be decimated. They exist now as museums. They're cathedrals, they're museums, their art, their cuisine, for American tourists. That's what they exist at. They do not exist as anything like forward-thinking powers who want to really stop Russian advancement or Chinese advancement at all, other than if it's into Europe itself. Only the United States, only the United States can stand up to them. If the Republicans ever got in, if Moscow Mitch ever got in and he had Ron Johnson and Cruz and Hawley and Rubio, people of this ilk, or if Kevin McCarthy, who's chicken, gets in and he has Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar and these characters, Biggs, this country will quickly, quickly lose its preeminence in foreign policy. So thank God for Joe Biden. Thank God Joe Biden is our president. And I'm going to make another prediction. Joe Biden will run again in 2024. Everybody says, well, he's elderly. Yeah, he's elderly. Trump is elderly. Hillary Clinton was elderly. Bernie Sanders elderly. The boomer generation, and you know, Biden isn't even in the boomer generation. The first boomer generation was born in 1946. He was born in 1942. But the boomers and their I'm a boomer. The boomers and their predecessors can take care of business. We will take care of business. And I'd like a younger person to come along, but not DeSantis, not people of that ilk. And I'm putting out the alarm. Pat Lee, he had a broken hip. Bernie had a heart attack. Their governor is a Republican and will put in Republican replacement senators. We will lose the majority. Get geared up for the election in 2024 and start by practicing on 2022. Get us a couple of extra senators because our guys are elderly and not physically, medically well. Not all of them. Not all of them. There's some bright spots. The Washington Examiner, it's a right-wing paper, not the Washington Post. The Examiner had an editorial that said that Trump is unfit for power again. He ought to, that the January 6th commissions should ring the death knell for Trump's political career. You're starting to see buds of opposition on the right. Let's harness these and be very, very vigilant. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.